The Chris and Steph Podcast.
I want to have a bit of a chat about activewear.
Look,
it is one of the things that we just love wearing, especially women. And it is a hugely growing industry. The last 5 years we have seen...
Absolutely.
Is it 5 years? I think I was reading, about 7 to 5 years we've just seen athlete leisure wear just go from like...
What's the phrase? Athlete
leisure.
I've never heard the phrase athlete leisure because it feels like something that I could have a trouble saying from time to time.
Athlete leisure or sports luxe, whatever you want to call
thuck-a-thuff.
It.
Yes.
Look, it reveals that nearly half of women, according to new research, consider their gym clothes to be part of their everyday wardrobe.
Okay, so today, outfit, I'm going to wear my active wear. I mean, I'm not going to the gym, but I'm going to just put it on.
I'm wearing my active wear today.
Well, I wasn't bringing it up. Like, I thought you would get to that part of the story, yes.
Yeah, every day I wear my stretchy pants, mainly because none of my other pants are quite fitting, but I love my stretchy pants.
If I wear stretchy pants, because some days I like something that's got instead of a belt, maybe a rope tie sort of waistband to it, that's my stretchy pants. Does that count as I've got active wear on?
I think men's athlete leisure wear is still yet to really hit the market in a way that makes it available for day-to-day wear.
Whereas
for women, bringing it back into
the idea of things,
two-thirds of women are actually happy to wear their athlete leisure wear to the cafe, to the pubs, out and about on the town.
But consider this, blokes have had athlete leisure wear for quite some time, wearing their footy shorts to just about everything out there, whether it's down to the pub, whether it's to the shops. The footy shorts are just a tad too short on some men.
And the sneakers. Men wear sneakers.
Sneakers, you can get
away with sneakers a lot more, I think, than women can when it comes to going out and being, out and about on the town. But, I mean, in Australia, the industry itself is worth about $1.5
billion.
Like, it is a huge industry. Even, people like Vogue have given it their tick of approval, being like, school run, morning coffee, whatever it might be, people wanting to wear performance wear as their everyday wear.
You're talking to a lot of mums out there. School run, morning coffee, wearing my active wear, going to do some stuff.
Well,
that's,
I think,
pretty much it.
The biggest trend with athlete leisure wear, as we're calling it for the morning, is that, now, that according to these stats, 59% of women say they would choose a garment based on their style and comfort. I think for the first time in a very long time, comfort is actually coming into things. People are playing along the... It's so comfortable, and it is. To be wearing leggings to work, you're like, I can move.
I mean, comfort's not really been an issue for us. I mean, not in this role. I mean, jeans and a T-shirt is what I've worn pretty consistently for the past 8 years. Like, it's pretty comfy. Like, I don't see it as anything new in my world.
No, but, I mean, jeans are what we're sort of moving away from as women towards more stretchy pants.
Do it. Stretchier the better.
That's what I say.
Yeah, amen. Amen. Viral story during the rounds. In an American car parking lot, there's been an altercation, and the guy who's in the car has one of those dash cams set up. He's a bit of a YouTuber, and he likes to post dash cams of stuff that he's come across. So he's parking in a, car parking lot, about to turn into a spot when another woman comes running out of nowhere and stands in that spot to claim it on behalf of her family.
Gotcha.
Who have a car somewhere else in the parking complex.
Yep.
Looking for a park. Listen to this. I've tried my best to make sure that I've got all the bleepers out, but here's the altercation.
Are you serious?
Get out of here! Are you kidding? You're not in a car! Get out!
Where? I don't see no car! You're just running to a spot right now!
Kidding,
are you serious?
Me?
Are you. You're
no,
here
it
first!
Doesn't
are you
matter.
Kidding me? Pump this.
Get out of here!
Is that a legitimate technique to let people out of your car and let them go and find a space to park in for you?
No.
Like, she's
unfair
run
advantage.
Off, and I think her mum's with her as well, and her mum joins her at some point during that video, and they're all looking for car spaces. That's not a technique that you can do when parking, is it?
No. You do see it sometimes with maybe people who run a business who want the car park directly out front to unload a series of stock or something, that they might put a car in there and be like, look, we're just going to unload stock. We'll only be 10 minutes.
Yep.
That sort of thing possibly, but I just don't think, it just doesn't fly.
No. I mean, the other thing is, too, you could nearly run the line of saying it's okay if her car was nearby, but the car's not nearby. The car's somewhere else in the parking facility. So if it's not directly in front and she's just, like, running out to save it, like, is that okay if it's right there? But if it's not there...
Do you know who she is?
Who is she?
She's that person, and you know the exact person I'm talking about. You're doing your rounds at the trying to look for a park,
mm-hmm.
and you spot the perfect park and you indicate for it, and as you're indicating, someone swoops into it.
That's what it is.
She's that person.
So this guy, and I think his name's Nick, is it Nick? I think it's Nick. I should go through and read the rest of the story.
Well, this isn't Nick's fault. This is all on her, in my opinion.
But he's turning into the spot, right? Moments before he actually gets the front of the car into the spot, lady runs out, runs into it, and stands directly in his way. I mean, in that circumstance, it's like, I'm going to steal the try from you, essentially.
Yeah.
You're so close
it's
to scoring.
Poor form.
It's very poor form. Which you could see why it's gone off online. A lot of people commenting about parking etiquette and what you're meant to do and what you're not meant to do. So
take a chill pill and learn to just walk that little bit further.
Yeah, just
good,
you know,
for the soul.
Just relax. Go and park
and
it.
And don't get foul with people. Just take a deep breath and think these people have their lives as well. Just move on.
When are you releasing that meditation tape that you've been working on? Because I cannot wait to hear it.
I'm still practicing my handwriting of love yourself on the mirror every morning.
What, lipstick or something before you go? Yes.
The Complaints Hotline.
Time to ring Whinge on 13 12 16. If you've got something you want to get off your chest this morning, it's all thanks to 1870 and their $20 lunch special. It's on today.
This is a great chance to have a cathartic complaint. If there's something that's grinding your goat that you're just not impressed with, this is your opportunity to, you know, take the stand and have a share.
Have you, I mean, we said Steph smashed before. Steph was a little bit in the mood to complain.
Yeah,
do you actually have something to complain about?
Look, the greatest complaint I have at the moment, and this is going to sound a bit spoiled, possibly, but I have a heap on my plate at the moment. I've got stacks going on, and I don't have the ability to outsource any of it. I'm a big outsourcer, and I have so much that I have to do that falls directly on me that I feel like I'm sort of up Poop Creek without a paddle at the moment with some of it. I don't have enough time to get it done. I don't have enough patience to get it done. And I certainly don't have enough time to deal with everyone. And I cannot outsource at the moment. And it is driving me insane.
Yeah. I get that. I do know and understand that you're someone who likes to say, got all these things to do. You can do that one.
Task. I'm a task. I'm a manager.
You can do that one. And I come back to me when you've done all my stuff.
Well, it's not quite like that, mate. Hold on. Back it up. I do a lot. Thank you very much. I'm just saying, at the moment, everything that has to be done falls back on me.
Yes, it
so
does.
So I'm
yes.
having to, like, if it doesn't get done, it's on me. And I don't like that. I'm not a fan of that.
Great. No, you wouldn't be. What a terrible thing. To be bestowed upon you. To have
no one to blame but yourself, yes, is the worst situation to be in. It is. It's shocking. It's
awful. 13, 12, 16, is there something that you want to complain about? Get it off your chest. No matter what it is this morning, you'll feel better. Do you feel better now?
I don't feel that supported, to be perfectly honest.
Well, I didn't say supported. I said better.
But I've got three things you can help me out with. I'll
okay, cool. Yeah, I'll add it to the other 20. 13, 12, 16. Hey, complaints hotline. Ring and whinge now. 13, 12, 16.
The complaints hotline.
Oh, yeah, 13, 12, 16, if you want to ring and whinge about whatever. Whatever you want to get off your chest this morning. Steph, you're complaining before about too many things to do, not enough people to do them for you.
Exactly. Like, I've got to do them all. And my complaint is that it all falls on me to get stuff done. I've got an engagement party coming up where I've got 65 people coming to the house.
Surely Tom can help you with that, right?
No, Tom's only responsibility is to get the renos done in time.
You've made a deal. You've done a deal and
I'll
no deal.
I'll do everything else. Yeah. I'll do all the washing. I'll do all the cleaning. All you have to do
is get the renos
is
done.
Build me my pergola and get me a second toilet in the house.
Yeah. I think which comes first? I'd say the toilet would come first, wouldn't it?
Well, I think so, but I can't coordinate how he prioritises such things. Pergola is nearly done. We have one weekend to lift a floor and install a toilet. with zero qualifications and no idea what we're doing.
Yeah, you'll get there. It'll get done. It'll get done. 13, 12, 16.
If you've got a Portaloo to hire.
If you've got a Portaloo to hire. 13, 12, 16 if you'd like to complain. Kel's joining us. What do you want to complain about?
I live with my brother and the agreement was when he moved in with me that he would take care of the gardens and the lawns, and our garden is so overrun and he will not do them.
Kelly, can I ask you a serious question? Does your brother listen to the station?
Sometimes, yes. He does while he's at work.
So do you think this is a platform for you maybe to send a message to him?
Blake, through the garden.
Thank you. Wait, so if his side of the deal was the gardening, what was your side of the deal? What do you have to do?
I said I'd vacuum and mop, and then the rest of the house chores were, like, mutual. He does not clean inside at all.
So he just doesn't do his stuff, but you do your side of the agreement?
Yes, of course.
I feel like Kel's in a very similar situation to yourself, Steph, where you've set up an agreement where I'll do this if you do that. Like, that's a kind of household that...
You've got to bargain these things out, yes.
You do this part of the deal and I'll cover the other part. I'll do the engagement party, you do the home renos. Kel, I'll do the mopping and the vacuuming. You do the gardening and the lawns and everything like that.
Yeah, you've got to... It's give and take, people.
Absolutely. You've got to have the balance. But what do you do when one person isn't following through with their side of the deal? Like a Blair. I think it was Blair. Or Blake. Yeah. Or whoever it was. Her brother. What do you do?
Ooh.
You get a new brother, don't you? You get rid of him and you go, I'll hire someone else in.
I'm a big fan of passive-aggressive notes left around the place.
Nothing better than a post-it with something very polite yet harsh at the same time written on it.
As you failed to do the following, please note.
This is where we're at now. Could you please follow the following instructions? But we want to talk gym injuries this morning on 13, 12, 16. Cricketing legend Mitchell Johnson has taken to his Instagram to show the results of a fight with a chin-up bar at the gym. He was left needing 16 stitches in his scalp after somehow coming a cropper using the chin-up bar. I would assume you've gone up and it's fallen off, or you've fallen off and then cracked. Like, he hasn't given details.
Some of them are quite high. Like, some of them you have to really get a jump to get up on it, or get on a, you know, a box to get...
Yeah, you've got to get
a bit of height to them.
Because you've got to have your whole body hanging. You can't be touching the ground. Yeah, so he's coming off the chin-up bar, needing 16 stitches afterwards. And this is what we want to know. Do you have a gym injury to share with us this morning on 13, 12, 16?
Good one. I like that.
I mentioned on Facebook about the woman that I saw got caught in the rowing machine. Got her leg caught inside, I think, like one of the straps or ropes or something.
Yeah.
And then fell off the seat. And staff had to run to surgically remove her from the machinery. That was an awful day. That was terrible.
I think I've told the story before, but the only one I've ever had is when I did a challenge. We were doing a CrossFit challenge. I used to do CrossFit and I had to do 100 pull-ups. And after my 100 pull-ups, I proceeded to have quite a big night out and got a bit dehydrated. So the next day my arms were so swollen that I ended up having to go to hospital and be put on a drip for 24 hours because they had to pump me with so many fluids to get the fluid out of my giant arms. They were bigger than my thighs, to give you an indication of the size of them.
Oh, my goodness.
And it ended up, like, falling all out. My fingers ended up swelling. It looked like I had little hot dogs on my fingers. I look like a cartoon character. You could pop me with a pin.
Pics to prove it. Pics to prove it. Where are they? Do we have pictures?
Oh, they're not pretty.
They're not pretty? Oh, chuck them up on Instagram later. 13, 12, 16. Hey, if you've got a gym injury to share with us, let us know now.
And we're talking gym-juries.
Gym-juries or gym injuries on 13, 12, 16. If you've got one, cricketing legend Mitchell Johnson has shown off some gruesome head wounds after a fight with a chin-up bar. He showed them off on his Instagram account. He needed 16 stitches in his scalp after being rushed to the hospital with a rather nasty cut on the top of his head. So he doesn't go into details about what happened, but you would think, I mean, if I was to injure myself on a chin-up bar, it's going to be because I've let go and I've fallen off, or the bar hasn't been secured properly, or, you know, something to that. That may not have happened. I'm just, you know, spitballing.
Speculating.
We put the question up on Facebook yesterday. My favourite one is from Hester. I was riding a tricycle around the gym and lost control and smacked into a stack of chairs and got a concussion. Unicycle, your classic quintessential exercise equipment at the gym. When I think of exercising, I go, you know what? forget the treadmill, forget the push-up bars and everything, the chin-up bars.
The unicycle.
Absolutely. Poor thing. Hester, thank you for sharing the story. On 13, 12, 16, joining us today is Olivia. What happened to you?
Running on the treadmill, may have happened to look at someone walking past, missed a step, and went flying off the end of the treadmill.
Yeah, easy to do. Is that your most common injury at the gym? I reckon
that's probably the most common that I think I've seen.
Yeah. Because it depends on the speed, too, that you're going at. Like, sometimes you can recover quite easily, but if you're going at a decent pace, you're going to just go A over T, as it were.
Yeah, no, we did that one. We just, you know, that momentary lapse of concentration, and it was all over Red Rover with a gym full.
Yeah. I have a theory about this. Can I just ask you really quickly, are you good at clapping? Like, are you good at keeping time?
Pacing yourself?
Yeah, I can clap, but I wouldn't say, you know, great.
Because I often feel like running has, you have to have some kind of musical ability, or you have to have some kind of
ability.
I'm like that. I can't keep any pace. Like, I don't know how to just match that pace, and I can't ever find that rhythm. I'm like, am I walking? No, I'm running. No, I'm jogging. What am I doing? Slow down, make it faster. So I can understand that, you know, momentum.
I assume the person who distracted you was worth it.
Totally.
Did they help you up?
No. I did the whole army roll over to the side and just hid behind some weights.
Quick camouflage!
Pretty much.
Yes. It can nearly be embarrassing gym stories to follow that up with. Thank you very much, Olivia.
That moment of, please let me blend in, please let me blend in, please don't see me.
Don't make eye contact, whatever. There's, you know, the classic, if you fall off the treadmill, do you roll into a push-up stance and start doing push-ups? Like, you know, it's all part of a circuit, mate. This is all what I'm doing. Like, don't you bother me.
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm good.
I'm totally fine.
And I'm going to throw it out there. I reckon we would talk about millennials probably daily on this show.
Yeah, we're very envious.
Well, that's not quite true either. Well, I get a lot of, especially like the olds asking me, what is a millennial? Is it a generational thing? Is it, you know, Gen baby boomers, Gen X, Gen Y, millennials?
Yes.
Is it something else entirely? Well, this is a very, you know, popular question that's been asked by a lot of people. So a group has gone out and actually done a bit of research to determine exactly what a millennial is and what age group they sort of fall in.
That the years they were born between, basically. That would delegate you a millennial much like it would have delegated you a baby boomer X amount of years ago.
Yeah, what forms that generation, including, you know, some of the things that they grew up with and what they have in common?
Did we make the list, Steph? Are we in there? Are we millennials?
Well, according to this research center...
That way we can stop talking about them in third person and switch to first person.
Well, we normally do refer to ourselves as millennials, I believe, and we are right in doing so. So millennials only apply to people born between 1981... and 1996.
Yeah!
We are millennials!
Got in there.
Winning!
Right. So, okay. All right.
So, that means that we'll be between the ages of 22 and 36 at the moment,
mm-hmm.
as of, you know, this year.
Yep.
And they sort of looked at what makes us a millennial. So, you know, what makes us unique to the other generation. So I'll just quickly go through some of these things because I actually think they're really cool.
Good looks.
So,
charm.
Not quite. More we're actually able to be distinguished as the generation that grew up not just with the internet, but we were the people who adopted the internet. We're the only generation that sort of came from not having it to adopting it in a very, very quick manner.
Well, we put in the hard yards. We sat in classrooms
exactly
as children
right.
waiting for the bloody JPEG image to show up, and it'd take 3 hours for it to load. And you're like, great, now I can write that assignment now. It only took forever.
Played a lot of Carmen Sandiego on floppy disks.
We are the generation that said goodbye to encyclopedias and hello, Wikipedia. Like, we were that era of generations.
Yeah, we certainly were. And that uptake of technology and that fast uptake of technology is what makes us unique, because the Gen Z, who aren't officially named yet, but the generation that was born after 96.
Yes.
Their thing is that they have always had...
Oh my goodness.
They've always had technology. They've always had internet connected.
There were people born after 1996. That seems crazy. Really?
Well, happy 18th birthday to those born in 2000 this year.
That's it. I'm out. 18th birthday? You're kidding.
So there's people who have had... Yeah, technology their entire lives. We're the only generation that sort of started without it and ended up with lots of it but had to be that quick adapters.
Yeah, okay.
And we've grown up with that technology.
That makes sense. We are the generation that moved from cassette tape to Discmans, to Sony Discmans, to MP3 players. I mean, we had it all, and then we had the iPhone, and then so on and so forth.
Yeah,
so
we just had that quick uptake.
Absolutely. Mm. Great, there you go. I am so glad that I only just fit into the millennial bracket. Like, by the skin of my teeth, I just got in there, which is great.
I'm smack bang in the middle of
right
it.
Right in the middle
yeah,
of it.
Perfect.
Cool. So we're pretty much the same.
That was the Chris and Steph podcast. Thanks for listening, whoever you are.